This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Both chambers of federal parliament begin deliberations on government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Supreme Court gives verdict to cancel construction of Nizhgarh International Airport considering environmental consequences. Independent candidate Balendra Shah elected as the mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city. And Russian shelling kills 8 and injures 17 in Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Now the news in detail. Both the houses of the federal parliament have begun deliberations on the government policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23. President Bidyadevi Bhandari had presented the policies and programs in a joint session of the federal parliament on Tuesday. The deliberations will continue today as well. Lawmakers of both houses who represent various political parties have floated amendment proposals over the policies and programs. Six members in the House of Representatives sought amendments to 81 points and five members in the National Assembly to 10 points. Declaration to establish an organic fertilizer factory in each province with a subsidy in organic fertilizer, withdrawal of a subsidy in chemical fertilizer, an increment on subsidy in organic fertilizer, and operation of Ram Raja Prasad Singh Academy of Health Sciences in Rajbiraj were among the issues highlighted in the amendment proposals. Taking part in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives on the government's annual policies and programs, parliamentarians stressed the need for strengthening the country's economy. The lawmakers demanded that the government lay emphasis on food protection to reduce dependency on agri-produce. Likewise, lawmakers in the National Assembly have suggested the government to give an alternative to petroleum products. Putting forth their views on the government's policies and programs, the lawmakers asked the government to pay attention to various contemporary issues. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been scheduled for today. Meanwhile, a session of the National Assembly endorsed the nomination of members to various thematic committees functioning as the subordinate bodies of the upper house. The Supreme Court has ordered to stop the construction of Nizhgarh International Airport considering the environmental consequences. The extended full bench of Justices Hari Krishna Karki, Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Ishwar Prasad Khatioda, Prakash Man Singh, Rawat and Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma gave a verdict to stop the construction process of the airport. A writ was filed at the Supreme Court regarding the deforestation of Nizhgarh Forest for the construction of the airport. An estimated 2.4 million trees were proposed to be chopped down for the construction of the airport. Independent candidate Balendra Shah has been elected as the mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city. He received 61,767 votes. His nearest competitor, Nepali Congress candidate Srijana Shrestha, had got 38,117 votes. CPNUML candidate Keshav Stapit was in the third place with 38,117 votes. Likewise, Sunita Dongal has been elected as the deputy mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city. She got 68,612 votes. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bhadurali has requested the European Union ambassador to Nepal, Nona Dupre, to lift the ban imposed on Nepal from the European Union's safety list. During a meeting held in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Ale reminded the European Union ambassador that Nepal's aviation sector was now safe. He further said Nepal's score was 70.1% on implementation of safety on 8 categories set by International Civil Aviation Organization, which Minister Ale argued was above the average. On the occasion, the Director General at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Pradeep Kumar Adhikari, informed the European Union ambassador that Nepal had managed the training and qualification of pilots in line with international criteria. European Union had blacklisted Nepal's aviation sector, reasoning poor safety 8 years back. However, the International Civil Aviation Organization has already lifted the ban on Nepal with its improved safety indicators. The Department of Passport under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will be providing services even on Sundays. The department made the decision in line with the government's policies and programs of providing electronic passports in an easy manner. The Passport Department said it would provide the services even on public holiday in view of the increasing numbers of service seekers coming to the Passport Department. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The total number of people killed in attacks in the northeastern city of Kharkiv has now risen to 8, including a 5-month-old baby. Elsewhere, 4 civilians were killed in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. Another 2 died in the southern region of Mykolaiv, as civilian infrastructure, including a shop and residential buildings, was damaged in Russian shelling. Fighting in the Donbas area of eastern Ukraine is at maximum intensity and is escalating, said the Ukraine's deputy defense minister. Russians are storming Ukrainian positions in several areas simultaneously. 11 newborn babies have died in a fire at the maternity unit of a hospital in Senegal. The fire was caused by a short circuit. 3 babies were rescued. Senegal's health minister Abdoulaye Diouf Sarr has since been fired. The tragedy has set off a wave of grief and outrage throughout Senegal over the state of disrepair at some of the country's healthcare facilities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report: for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 27.4 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 15 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Both chambers of Federal Parliament began deliberations on government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Supreme Court gives verdict to cancel construction of Nizhgarh International Airport considering environmental consequences. Independent candidate Balendra Shah elected as the mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city. And Russian shelling kills 8 and injures 17 in Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.